Those of you who have been listening to me, Rick Kogan, in After Hours and Sunday Papers and my various radio lives over the last couple of decades know my admiration and affection for Carlo Basile. He is among the most talented musicians I've ever met, and he's also such an advocate for world music, and he has introduced me to all manner of bands and performers from across the globe, so I'm really happy to have him on the air. Carlo, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rick. As could be expected.
What?
As well as could be expected in this crazy time.
Well, one of the things we're going to talk about, we can be on for this whole half hour and talk about a special event that's coming up Wednesday in a backyard Wednesday evening, which is supposed to be really beautiful out. The weather is supposed to be incredible. It is an effort. You are among the organizers, along with the legendary and admired chef Rick Bayless, of trying to do something to raise money for not only the restaurant industry that has been battered, and you hear about the restaurant industry, I think, a lot more on TV, even in newspapers, than you hear about the entertainment industry. Yes, you hear about, wow, theaters won't be opening, but the kind of music you play and the kind of music many of your friends play, the people who play that music are, I don't want to use the word suffering, but I might as well. Yes, Carlo?
Sometimes, yeah. And to varying degrees, you know, based on everybody's individual situation. I would say, you know, just I can speak personally.
Sure.
And say that I'm probably off. I'm probably working at about 25%, 30% of my normal work.
Yeah.
Right now, things are starting to come back. I did an event downtown at the Aon Building last weekend, which was like a ghost town, of course.
And yeah.
You know, I rode the elevator up there with my mask, and I was distanced from the 30 people who are attending an event that normally would be, you know, a couple hundred people. And, you know, I did my best. I played my guitar from like I say, about 30 feet away, and we did all the right things. But it's coming back very slowly for some of the event kind of situations. And then we had a show that was a day away from happening at the City Winery in the West Loop.
Yeah,
and that
I remember.
The city had to call it off. And, you know, I understand that when the numbers go up, everybody gets a little bit panicky. So
sure.
That happens. But, you know, so we're just coming up with ideas, and everybody's doing it in the I was talking to Rick Bayless the other day about this in the theater world. You know, they're coming up with ways to present their product and to put it out there in a way that's safe, but in a way that, you know, still engages an audience. And then, you know, like I say, we're so far down in income, we're just doing things that we can to try to make up a little bit, you know, here and there.
Let me ask you, Carlo Basile, is it different playing? I can't imagine that you change your musical aesthetic playing for 30 people or playing for 3,000 people, which I know you've done. Is there a certain element of weirdness now from the audience too? Because you're basically looking at a bunch of people in masks generally, and it's a different vibe, is it not, Carlo?
It is a different vibe. I think people are just happy to hear any live music at this point.
Yeah, no kidding. No, you're right. You're right.
There's that. You know, and then, you know, there's a difference between doing a concert and doing a gig. I'm talking about just a gig that I had, you know, where you're playing for whatever, but it's not the same. And having, you know, we really haven't had a real concert environment. I haven't. I know some artists are doing, you know, the outdoor events with 30 or 40 people, and they're live streaming. And so this is kind of what we've gotten to. And we were hoping, like I say, at the end of July, we were hoping to do something at City Winery. And the day before, the city just decided to shut it down.
Yeah.
We had sold, we can only do, I think it was less than 100 outdoors, but then they decided, you know, we had sold it out, but we weren't able to do it. So I don't have a full, you know, description of what you're asking because it just hasn't happened yet.
I know. So you and the legendary chef Rick Bayless start to talking, and what do you start to talk about?
Well, you know, I had worked with him in Cascabel with Looking Glass and a theater, and I sent him a text. I just said, "Hey, Rick, I saw you made a post. You want to do something to help, but you're not sure what to do either." I mean, he's done a lot for restaurant workers. They were collecting food
no
around the pandemic, and
sure.
He has always been a great supporter of the arts. His foundation has always helped. So I knew he would be up for doing something. Plus, he's just a fun guy who.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that's true. Yeah.
You know, I just said, hey, Rick, can we do something in your backyard? We've done some events back there before. It's a beautiful backyard. It's a beautiful garden. He has many plants and he's got veggies growing and spices that he uses in his restaurants. I mean, it's an amazing place. And I said, you know, it's kind of. We can kind of recreate the Cascavel experience where we were in this play together and there were performers and all this magic kind of happened. I said, if we can do a small version of that and live stream it, maybe we can get people interested. And if it works out, we can do a few of these and have different artists and different types of performances going on in the backyard if it works out. So we're going to give it a shot. I mean, you know, the whole live streaming thing is a little bit iffy. We're trying to get up to speed on the technical side of it, and we're close. But you know, we're just gonna it's gonna be pretty much like raw, and just let's see what we come up
with.
Well,
you know, that in some ways makes it, to my mind, even more exciting, doesn't it? To you, it's like like doing live television or something. You know,
doing live television, and what I like about it is you only have to do it once.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We don't have to rehearse. We just let's go for it. We have an amazing Indian dancer, Kina Rivora. We have a flamenco dancer, Leticia Aravena. We have a Mexican dancer, Lorena Iniguez. She's great, and she also plays the Vihuela guitar, which is super cool. And so we have these characters, and we're going to just prop them up in the backyard and do some things with the artist, the guitarist, the Saraswati on the oud. On the Veena, Ronnie Molly on the oud. These are the people who came into your studio last year.
Oh yeah, sure.
We just got back from Asia.
Goran Ivanovic, who's been on the show a number of times.
He's great.
Carla Basso, you have really introduced me. You have really opened my eyes over the many years we've known each other to the extent and depth of musical talent around this world, and in essence, around the world in Chicago, too. I mean,
literally, Goran lives around the block. I was at Eckerd Park, and he showed up with his guitar one time, and I said, where do you live? He said, oh, down the block. Great. So we just did a video over at Eckerd Park on Chicago Avenue the other day. I'm born and raised in Chicago, but my friends are from everywhere else, right? So,
yeah, yeah. Well, and you've traveled extensively, too. Was it difficult, Carlo, when you – I cannot imagine it would be because – people aren't doing that much, but also because it's such an intriguing, attractive idea. When you started approaching some of your friends and perhaps some people you didn't know about participating in this, they must have been enthusiastic, yes?
Yeah, I think, you know, Juan Diaz, who's joining us from the group Sones de Mexico, you probably know they've been around forever. When I told him, he's like, what? I get to go to Rick's house? Is he going to make food for us? Are we going to have drinks?
What do I eat? So, what's for dinner?
Exactly. So, they're excited about it. I think everybody, like I said, we were going to do this other program together. I think everybody was looking to do something. I told you we just did a video for a night out in the parks, and that was a collaborative piece with Juan Diaz and Lorena, who I just mentioned. And it was really about our trip we made earlier this year before all this happened to Oaxaca, Oaxaca, Mexico.
Yeah.
And so what we wanted to do was, from Rick's backyard, since nobody can really travel anywhere right now, we thought we'd take them to India, Mexico, Morocco, and Spain, and but just do it from Rick's backyard and live stream it. And that was the concept. And Rick, he went for it right away. This sounds great.
How could he not, Carlo? It's such a good idea. You can get a lot of it. We're going to link to the Facebook events page on the great producer Ben Anderson. We'll put the link in there to get to that thing. But also go to – we'll also put the link into CarloBasileSpanishGuitar.com so you can get to know more. You're so likable on the radio even when you're not in here. You just sound like, wow, I'm sure people are saying, wow, this guy sounds great. This guy sounds so cool. This guy sounds cool and normal. I don't even believe he knows how to play an instrument. I'm also going to play a little of your music after this little commercial break. It's great to talk to you, and I love this idea. And please tell Rick, who I know a bit, that I admire him for opening his backyard to this. You know, if he did open his backyard to, like, the general public, you'd have, like, 5,000 people there. But that is not what this is. It's a Facebook.
You cannot call it a party. And
yes.
Cannot.
No, it's a show. It's a TV show. It's a live TV show. We'll be back.
Make a cocktail.
That's right. Make it at home. Yeah. We'll be back with Carla Basile in 2 minutes. On Monday from 6 to 7 on Facebook Live and in a very specific backyard in Chicago, you will be able to see a remarkable roster of talent, locally based talent, but locally based talent that reflects the incredibly rich world music scene. You will hear performers from India, Mexico, Morocco, Spain, and Chicago's own Carla Basile, who is on the phone with me. Carla, are you...
That's Wednesday, Rick.
Pardon me? It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
What did I say?
Well, you said Monday, I don't know
Monday from Saturday half the time. Yes, it is.
I know, man. I'm telling you.
That is the thing. Someone will go, hi, have a nice weekend. And I go, what is a weekend? Or, oh, aren't you excited about Labor Day weekend coming up? And I go, for what? Everybody's off work. It is this Wednesday evening at from 6 to 7. This has the potential as you. It is a test run. It's a live TV show with music and cocktails from Rick Bayless's backyard to raise money to help support friends in the restaurant music scene in Chicago, and they need support. But I think also this could turn into a weekly event. I mean, a sort of semi-regular event. And in many ways, Carlo, it is an example of what entertainment may look like in the future, don't you think?
Well, yeah, well, that's the thing. That's,
yeah.
You know, and that's why Rick said, let's do one in early September. So if it works out, we could do a couple more before it gets too cold.
Yeah.
And so there's that. But also, you're absolutely right. Part of my, you know, way to make this all work in terms, you know, financially is I've been doing some concerts on Zoom. I've got a performance in Seattle that will be Zoom concerts, you know, coming up. I've done teaching. I do my teaching via Skype or Zoom.
Yeah.
I've had a few people come to the house now with masks on, you know, so because we're starting to get, you know, figure out what the protocols are and all that. But
sure.
I don't think the live streaming is going anywhere. I think it's here to stay, and I think
no question.
For whatever reason, yeah. So the technology has come up, and of course it's coming up very quickly now to meet the demand of what's happening in the world. So I think you're right. I think things will continue in this path. So it couldn't hurt us. I mean, look, I don't know what's going to happen on Wednesday.
That's one of the joys of it. That's one of the joys.
Well, I'm counting on that.
Yeah, as well you should. Is Rick making, Global Music and Cocktails, is Rick going to sort of show how to make some special kind of cocktail or something? I mean, is he
part of the
entertainment?
Well, yeah, come on. When Rick is around, he's a natural. We got a little plug the other day for it. You know, it was like one take, boom, you know, he's done. But he's going to show everybody how he makes his margaritas. And then sit back and watch the show, and then he'll come on again, and he'll help us make a little bit of a plea for, you know, some assistance. People want to do that. But he just wants to take a back seat and watch the show.
Oh, no question.
He'll definitely be a host.
No question.
And then we'll have some interviews sprinkled in there while we're setting up other artists, so we can kind of, like I say, we're gonna wing it, but
yeah.
there should be some cool things to check out. And it's only an hour, so you know.
How are you gonna fit all? Like, I mean, the thing is, I don't know how you're gonna fit all this into an hour. I mean, you got a lot of performers. You got it,
right.
But that, you know, who cares? Does it matter on a Facebook Live event? I'm so naive about this, Carlo. If it goes over an hour, I mean, if it's from six to seven,
why would it matter? No, we could do what we want, I guess. But I think limiting it less is more, you know, all that. And then plus, I think people are so tired of looking at screens. But come on,
good point.
Let's have it be a fun time and leave people saying, yeah, I'd like to see more of this. It's fun. So I think that's the idea. And plus, I mean, We're not TV producers, so
that's
we're already
that's going, true. We're already going. So you're already, you know, you're already going to stumble amusingly,
yeah. Oh,
and but you know, but yeah. That's the other thing. It makes it so genuine. I've seen a lot of Zoom and Facebook Live stuff that is, that to my mind is overly produced. And if this time, this strange time we're in, lends itself to anything, it is spontaneity and creativity.
There's that, and we did put a little time into getting a really good sound that should be coming through, so the instruments will sound good. And that's really, to me, the main thing is, you know, whether the camera angle is a little off or whatever, but I think the instrument should sound really good. So we spent time on that, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world. I think this is the start of something that could be incredibly intriguing for you and the Chicago community itself. And if it's on Facebook, it has the potential to be, you know, a worldwide sensation. And it is something that is unlike, you know, I'm not on Facebook all the time, and in many ways I hate Facebook.
Well, I'm with you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think you guys are onto something, and please tell Rick, and not just for me, but from all of his fans out there and the people who love his cooking and cocktails, that it's a wonderful thing he's doing. But I would expect him to do that too, because he's a very creative guy and loves the arts. And you have always been so. So, Carl, I'm gonna leave the folks with something. I'm gonna say goodbye to you. I'm gonna link to every conceivable link you can have on the show's website, and then I'm gonna play some music for me, because that's the thing. That's how I fell for you in the first place, Carla Basile.
Well, I appreciate your support over the years, and especially now.
Yeah, I've learned a great, great deal from you, and I have been wildly, wildly and permanently entertained by you. Carlo, Knock 'Em Dead, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. All the links will be on the show's website, thanks to producer Ben Anderson, and it sounds like an incredible event. I even will be watching. I don't think I've ever watched a Facebook Live. I will be watching. There's the endorsement you've always wanted. Carlo, take care of yourselves, and say hello to everybody else you're going to be with, who I've had the pleasure of having on this show.
Thanks so much, Rick.
My pleasure. Okay. Now, listen to what Carlo... The website is Carlo Basile, Spanish Guitar. This kid is world kid. He's probably in his 30s now, world famous. Listen.
Primeros amores, cuando la inocencia aún vivía en mí y los primeros besos sabían a flores. Sevilla es la esencia de mi ser, la luz.
Music will be part of this Facebook Live event Wednesday from 6 to 7 in Rick Bayless's backyard. The great producer, Ben Anderson, will give you a link to the Facebook events page, and you're going to get to see a number of performers, including that guy, Carlo Basile.